Welcome to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast, a podcast for online digital creators, course developers, coaches, and ebook creators sharing tips and strategies for you to supersize your business, your results, and your life. You're with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and 30DayProductProfit.com. So, Business Platinum Podcast listeners, you are in for a treat today. First of all, I hope you're staying cool. I hope you're staying relaxed. I hope you're staying focused. And I hope that you are continuing to take action. Look, at the end of the day, you know, all you need to know is where you want to end up and the next step. You don't have to have every single step charted out. If you look at any successful person that I've ever worked with, worked for, or studied, they have always had an uncertain path. They have never had it all figured out. And many of them do many pivots along the way. So how do you do that? Well, you know where you want to end up. You don't change that, but you do change your path. And what you always have to have is a next step. And so all you really need to do is have your next step. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. I'm going to help you. For those of you, you know that I have a huge passion for digital product businesses online. We have dozens of digital products. It's been life-changing for us. And I want and I strongly suggest that everyone has at least one product within them, and to get that out as soon as possible into a side hustle, into a hobby business, into a full-time business. It can absolutely be life-changing, not just for the mindset shift, but for the financial shift, the shift in attention, the shift in your branding. It's massive. So not only is it one of the best business models I know, it's also one of the most fulfilling. I mean, nothing will replace that first testimony that you get from a client that says you helped them in your life. You helped change their life. You helped actually change their mindset and the quality of their life from something that was very negative to something that was very positive. It actually is life-changing for you. And I guarantee you that, you know, outside of making your first sale and proving that you can do this business, it will be the most important thing that will ever happen to you in your life, in your business life. Okay, so today I wanted to walk you through how you get started in this business, because I know everyone starts with a level of intimidation. Some people, it's held them back for months, years, even decades. It's kept them from making that leap. And it really doesn't have to be that way. And so I want to go through a simple six steps. And these are easy, you know, six steps that may sound like a lot, but it's really not, because this is going to be something that takes place over several months. And really all you have to do is the first three to get to market and to start seeing results. And then the steps 4 to 6 are going to be how you scale that and take it to the next level. Okay. So what do we start with? We start with a topic with urgent questions. And let's face it, just about any topic that you may want to create a product around, that you may enjoy, that you may have some knowledge about, that you may have an interest or passion in learning about, that could be any health-related topic. It could be mental health. It could be stress reduction. It could be anything to do with customers, customer focus, customer support. It could be anything to do with finance. It can be to do with any, just think of any life change, you know, whether it is a health and wellness, a financial, a monumental life phase that you go through, like buying a house or getting married. You know, it can be a relationship thing. There is an infinite number of subtopics that you can develop your product around. So don't limit yourself up front. Start with something where you know you'll have some passion. You will know that maybe you have a little bit of knowledge, or at least you want to dig into it. And so you can experience this together and stay ahead of your market as you educate your market along the way. So what do you do with that? Well, head over to Reddit. Reddit is one of my very favorite places, and there are many of these. And we talk about it over at 30dayproductprofit.com. This is 30dayproductprofit.com is our 6-week intensive program that takes you step by step through, going from idea through product, through launch, through advanced marketing technique, audience building, branding, testimonials, pricing, you name it, to get your product into the market. And then advanced marketing techniques to get people to buy your product. But what, you know, one of the initial things that you want to do is sort of research your marketing. You want to be able to do it in like an hour. You don't want to be take days and days and days. You know, way too many people go and they experiment and they just never get out of the research phase because they really don't want to apply themselves and go through the risk of creating a product and the work. But what I want to share with you is just one of these tools, and that's Reddit. If you take your, let's say that your topic is stress reduction, right? You've been going through a lot of stress. You've found a technique maybe that works for you or a couple techniques, or you're interested in finding those techniques and you want to share them with the market. Okay. So go up to Reddit, search, in fact, go up to Google and just search stress reduction or how do I reduce stress, and then put Reddit, the term Reddit after it. And what will happen is you'll start to get a whole bunch of Reddit threads. Reddit's like a giant bulletin board system for those of you who are around a couple decades ago when we had news groups and BBSs and, you know, all those types of things. So tons of dialogue up there, tons of questions, tons of Q&A, tons of advice. And so the idea is that you want to hone in on some of the ones that are more consistently asked. The other thing is it will start to give you an idea of the range of solutions. So for example, I just went and did this right before I jumped on this podcast and found, you know, all kinds of recommendations that people had with multiple answers, everything from exercise, of course, to manage stress, things like music, things like a hobby, things like breathing exercises, even things like sex or things like, you know, bizarre things that you would have never thought of. So what I want you to do is go up and then pick out a couple of those that you know personally work for you, that work best for you, right? So you're not necessarily stealing. What you're doing is you're letting a giant discussion board like this, where you know that people are asking the question and there's a lot of activity around the question, because there was literally on some of these threads, there were thousands of responses. So you know that it's a hotly debated topic. There's high demand. People want to know the answer. People are struggling. And so that's a great topic. And not to mention the fact that it gives you tips that'll jog your brain to come up with a 2 or 3 step system to be able to solve that problem for your customers. Okay, so you get it all in one lump sum. That was literally in 10 minutes of searching. So I would have a product validation of my idea, and I would have the start of an outline for my product just from going up to Reddit. Now, what do you do next? Well, you start to create content. And when I say content, I mean either written or audio or video content. And you start picking a platform where a lot of your audience exists, right? So that could be Facebook, that could be Instagram, that could be Twitter or X platform, as we've been rebranded this week. You know, so what you have to do here is play to your strengths. Do you like to write? Do you like to write short form? Do you like to write long form? Do you hate writing and you're a better speaker, or you're better on video, on short videos, long videos? You know, you want to play to your strengths. Look, your customers are going to be on all these platforms by and large. What you want to do is you need to get their attention. You need to, first of all, you need to do it. You need to publish content. You usually don't do that unless it's a platform that you're comfortable with and a format you're comfortable with. So if you're more comfortable with video, then great. Jump on to, you know, Instagram or Facebook, and even better, use Reels, because that's what's getting all the attention right now. So short 30 to 60 second Reels, YouTube Shorts, Facebook Reels, and even TikTok, right? For short form video. If it's written, then you want to get on to Threads and or Twitter X, or even Facebook, you can do some written content on, and even do things like for Medium or for Quora, answer questions, Q&A in a written format. But the idea is to start testing content around your topic. So, you know, write about stress relief, give tips, give audio, video tips, engage with other people's posts around stress reduction with your thoughts and your tips. Have a link in your bio to a website that then ideally gives away either a, you know, a summary, maybe a 5-minute video, or a one-page checklist, something dead simple that you can document your findings within an hour. Okay, so that is your lead gen system, and that's the mechanism you want to test the content. Now, what will happen if you do this multiple times each day, so releasing 6 to 10 pieces of content every single day, engage in dozens of accounts, what you'll start to see is you'll start to see some engagement. You'll start to see people liking up either your engagement content or your actual produced published content. It may take a little bit of time to get your published content to get engagements, but definitely in the first few days, you'll start to see some engagement, likes, and maybe some comments against your engagement content. What you want to do is you want to use that as validation, right? That will guide you to what content then you want to take this next step. What you want to do with the next step is you want to create a 5 to 10 page report or a 15 minute video. And the idea here is to create your first product, your first $7, $17, $27 product. And what you're going to do is you're going to target the topic that got the engagement, that you saw already was had proven demand on Reddit, that you saw some early engagement around the social platforms. You've started to build an audience. And what you want to do is you want to produce a 2 or 3 step answer to a question on how to reduce stress. So maybe it's a 3-part exercise program to reduce stress. Maybe it's a breathing / relaxation set of steps that you're producing. Maybe it is how to meditate, right, for stress reduction. So you'll get ideas from the Reddit streams, and that's what you'll put into the content. So incidentally, that's the kind of content you'll be producing, is just, you know, write up a short on how to, you know, one thing about how you meditate successfully, you know, or one thing about how you exercise to lose weight. And once you see what engagement is happening, that's where you'll draft that into your very first product. Okay, so that gets you to your very first product. And we haven't even really, this is all possible within a day, a couple of days if you're trying to do this in the evenings, you know, outside of a job. So nothing really strenuous. Once you can put that report up on something like Gumroad, you can use a platform called eJunkie. We teach you all this within 30dayproductprofit.com. All the platforms, all the operational sides of your business, how to get it set up. We've done all that. We've done it over a number of years. We know what platforms work, which don't, which are the best deals, et cetera. That's where you get over at 30dayproductprofit.com. Okay, so once you have your first product up there and you start to make your initial sales, again, you're getting traffic from those social platforms, will get you your first few sales. What happens when you get your first few sales? Well, you take the feedback from those people. What you'll want to do is have those people come back to you, give them a link in the product that they can give you feedback on the product, and maybe even have an extra bonus that you give them, you know, a one-page checklist or something if they give you the feedback. And what you're doing with the feedback, eventually, after a few sales, you will start to get feedback that I wish I saw X in the product. I wish the product covered Y. I wish, you know, I still need answers for X, Y, and Z. This is what then you turn into your next product. And that next product is a $27, $47, $97 product. And it's maybe a 40-page ebook, or it's a 30-minute or 45-minute online course with a couple of modules. I hope you see where I'm going with this, right? You're letting your customers build your product for you. You have built-in demand. They say they want that extra product. They will pay you extra for it. You take no risk. And you can do it in a stepwise fashion, right? Your first product, you do your research, you do your content over 7 days, your first product comes out, and then you're starting to make money with that first product. And then another 14 days later, you take the feedback from that first product, put it into your second product. And now you've got a higher end product that, incidentally, once you've got a $47, $97 product, you can now get into affiliates. See, you've got partners that want to sell your product for you in return for, say, 50% commissions. And they can explode. They can send you global. They can do all the marketing for you, reach audiences you could never think of reaching. And that, you know, you'd then build out your partner network. Or you can start to place paid ads because you've got a product now that you can pay for 100 hits to your website, and every one of those or two of those will buy, and it's still economical because that those ads may cost you $30 and you're selling a product for $97 or even $47, right? Okay, so now the other thing is step five, if you're following along, is to turn any successes and testimonials into marketing. The best marketing you can ever have is word of mouth marketing. So as you start to get feedback, positive feedback from your customers, you can then turn that into marketing and your conversion rates will explode. People will pay attention, people will buy. And then finally, you know, that you will, as you build your customer base, you will turn new challenges into new products. And, you know, for me, a lot of people will want high-end, they'll want coaching programs, they'll want access to me, they'll want access to my team, they'll want services done, they'll want referrals for products. And that's where the scale really kicks in. Okay, so that's six steps. But if you think those first three steps are where you need to be to start making money, and it's really at most a 7-day exercise, and most of that 7 days is just waiting for feedback on those platforms. You're literally putting a 30 minutes of work in each day, doing your posting, do your engaging, and then waiting for feedback so that you know what your next move is going to be. I hope that was useful. Head over to hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. Under episode, I believe 52, we're on today, you will see a place where you can leave comments, ask questions. Go ahead and engage with us. If you have specific questions, be happy to answer them there. And if this is something you want to start ambitiously and you want to get it off the ground in the next 7 days, I highly recommend heading over to 30dayproductprofit.com. That's where you'll get the actual step-by-step training, the templates, all of the advice on the platforms that we use in our everyday business, everyday tips. We'll also have a coaching forum over there, a mentorship forum that you can engage with us directly. Okay, so hope this was useful for you today. We'll be back at you in the next podcast very soon. And I hope you guys are having an awesome day. And go ahead, just get going, get moving on your dreams. You know, we're halfway through the year. This is the time to get things moving. Okay, bye-bye for now. See you soon.